This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Back at it here on SB Nation Radio. Never too early to talk NFL. Never too early to talk a little NFL draft, which is coming up. God, we're about, 3 weeks away from that bad boy?
Yeah, April 26th, I believe it is.
In Dallas. I love how it's becoming like sort of like almost like a Super Bowl, how they're taking,
moving it
rotating
around.
It around. Yes, and last year, didn't they do it on the Rocky Steps?
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Yeah. They had to reset it up to where you could come down the – I believe they came down the steps when they got –
Well, a guy who's definitely going to be interested in what's going down in Big D on that night, in the several nights, is a guy who has a national championship with the University of Alabama. Great defensive end, number one high school recruit in his class. Joining us now on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line, it's Deshaun Hand. Deshaun, welcome to the show, man.
Oh, man, how are you doing today?
Not as good as you, man. I tell you what, I don't think the draft could come any faster for you. Is it sort of just like, I know you've done all your work, you finished your eligibility, you've won your national championships, and you know you did your combine. Now you just sit and wait. It's got to be maddening, right?
Man, what? Oh man, maddening is just one of the words. You don't know where you're gonna live in a couple of weeks, like. Man, but it's a dream come true, though. So it's a good anxious and it's a good man.
Now, Deshaun, on draft night, or which team, what would be the perfect ideal situation? Where do you want to live if the NFL draft goes your way?
Man, listen here. I'm going to be blessed no matter where I go. So I'm just going to be excited to play in the league.
Now, you did the whole combine thing. Did you have any ridiculous questions? We hear about these questions that are like borderline absurd. Did you have anything that you made you kind of like, you know, eyebrow up? Did you a double take, or they treat you nice there at those combine questions?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that question. Yes, but we're just one of those. Do I like llamas?
Do you like llamas?
Yeah,
because you know that's essential for how to play defensive end in the NFL, right?
Right, and you know, well, okay, the answer to that, so it's funny that you say that. I'm actually going in as a defensive tackle. You know, I'm 297, 300. I feel like I'm going to be on, like, a mismatch on that three technique. I'm out of my game to, like, Ndamukong Suh and Fletcher Cox and Aaron Donald. Just, I feel like in the inside, I can, like, cause havoc, be a mismatch on them dogs.
That's cool. So tell me about the llama thing. So you're sitting there, they drop a llama right. question on you, and what goes through your head other than what the F?
Right. Well, yeah, so like I'm prepared for every question just because, you know, honesty is key. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got nothing to hide. But when I was asked that, like, I'm like, what? Like, first of all, I don't even think I've seen a llama, like, in real life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe a cartoon or something, but... I'm like, I've never seen one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen one the like one. So, you know.
You mean there isn't a nice colony of llamas hanging out in Tuscaloosa?
Right. You know what? Maybe that's the secret formula to get double-digit sacks and become defensive rookie of the year. So I got to go look for some llamas.
I got your style. I got you.
I got to go do it, I guess. That's the secret. I'll drop the gold nugget. I got to pick it up for you.
There it is. They gave you the key to success right there with the llamas. Now, let me ask you, your time in Tuscaloosa, how do you think that's going to help you prepare or how help you prepared for the NFL?
Well, Alabama, first, you know, they always recruit a certain type of guy, you know, we're definitely mature, and we've always been trained to be a pro. So, you know, it's just the hard work and blood, sweat, and tears you put in. You're expected, you know, to make it to the pros. So they groom you for it. How to present yourself, how to carry yourself.
We're talking to Deshaun Hand, NFL draft from Alabama. You can follow him on Twitter at TheHand54. And I guess the one question, and I get it that, you know, the positions that you play, you know, it's all sub-compartments. You know, you got Saban, you got the defensive coordinator, you got the line coach. But when Nick Saban walks into the room that you're sitting in or in the auditorium, what is everybody, you know, does everybody just quiet? What happens? Yep. Is it fear? Yep. Is it respect? Is it everything?
No, it's respect. It's respect. It ain't no fear, though. You know, if you got fear, be the man, and I don't think you should be at Alabama. But,
gotcha.
No, it's definitely a respect thing. And, you know, when he comes to you, you just gotta be quiet. You know, you got to give the man his respect because he's going to drop some golden nuggets.
Now, Deshaun, I got to get a Saban story from you. There's got to be something crazy that happened with Nick Saban.
Oh, man. You know what? I got to keep that confidential. But you know what? No, it was something recently. You know, so I always heard rumors that Saban got be having, like, pickup games. But I heard the man, his basketball shorts and his little Nikes, man, it threw me off.
Wait a minute. Saban had
basketball gear?
But the little man. John Stockton shorts?
No, man, I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't the little ones, though. He had some length. He had some length on the shorts. And his shoes, though, the Nikes, it was, he had some white Bobos on, man. It was, you know, classic Saban sneakers that you would expect him to wear.
I love it. Now, were the socks up to the knee? Did he have a headband on?
No. You know what? He scrunched it up. He had some swag. I ain't going to lie to him. You could tell he was a DB back in the day.
Well, now, did the hair get messed up during the game?
Yeah, man. That hair sticks. I don't know what he is, but that hair sticks. That man can rock it. So, you know.
You know what he puts in that hair? Championships. We're talking to Deshaun Hand. Now, come NFL draft night, when they call your name, Deshaun, you know, what's the first thing you're going to think about, you know, other than I'm rich, but what's the first thing a person you're going to think about?
Man, when do I have to leave? I'm going to just be excited. I ain't even going to lie to y'all. I'm going to be excited. Like, man, I finally, like, has, like, made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the next step. And I'm just going to thank God. My family's going to be all around me. So it's just going to be just joy and just excited for the next chapter of my life. For real.
Now, has anyone – the one good thing about Alabama is you know, they talk about, you know, like Harvard has that law school where, you know, they're Harvard lawyers everywhere. USC has a good academic sort of, you know, contacts everywhere. Alabama, that is professional football personified. Has anybody reached out to you or do you expect people to come out to you to say, hey, you know, this is what the draft is going to be like. This is what going to the pros is going to be like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just with all the old guys, you know, the OGs, man, you know, just like people that were there before me. So, you know, of course you got, like, Julio, then you got, you know, John. I'm closest with John Allen because, you know, we played each other in high school. We knew each other in high school. And you got A'shaun and Jay Reed. And, I mean, the list goes on, OJ, Derek. We all keep in contact, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if I have any questions or something or, you know, like right before, like after the next championship, like, you know, we just all chill. It just comes up in conversation.
Now, Deshaun, when you were younger, who were some of the players that you wanted your game to be like as you were going through, I guess, probably Little League football, high school, and things like that?
Oh, man. So, of course, you got LT, you know. Then you got, man, Reggie. You got Justin Chubb. Michael Strahan,
Ray Lewis.
Of course, Ray. Oh, I'm about to say, of course, Ray Lewis. That's crazy. I was about to say, of course, Ray Lewis. Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Sean Taylor. I mean, the list just goes on because I just like how hard they play. You know what I'm saying? You really can't save them at all, anything.
Now, one question, the number 9, does that have any significance, or that's just the number you got? Because you don't see too many defensive ends wearing the number 9.
So, it was crazy, right? My high school number was 54. And then, you know, I was like, man, you know, I don't want 54 in college. Like, I want a single digit. So I said, well, you know, 5 plus 4, that's 9. And then I was like, my mom's birthday.
Yep, we're here.
Yeah, we're here. Yeah,
we're here. Yeah, your mom's birthday.
4 plus 2. Oh, yeah. And 4 plus 2 plus 3 is 9.
See, I like that. There's always a story behind those those numbers. I love it.
It kind of just stuck. And I was the big guy with number 9. And it looked smooth on.
It does.
I always thought it was funny because, you know, you get those big guys in the trenches that wear the number, and the number looks so small. Like, you know, they wear like a 77, and it looks like extra small number. It fit perfectly, right?
Yeah. Oh, I would never get 77, man. Come on. We got it. Oh, no. Oh, man. Wait, did you play? Did you ever play?
See, I was a baseball guy. I'm a big guy, and so when I walked out to football practice, they said, "Oh, you're going to be an offensive lineman." And I said, "Oh no, I'm too pretty for that." No. I ended up being a first baseman in baseball. You know, a do nothing.
And to answer your question, he never played.
What was your number? What was your number in baseball? How did that work?
Well, in baseball, the positions don't have necessarily a number. So basically, I wore 3 for a little bit, and I wore 20.
Oh, well, that's fire! You had 2 5 numbers.
See, 3 and 20, I like it. I could have been a kicker.
You don't want to be no kicker. No,
but don't they got the life though, Deshaun?
The kickers are the best, right? They're just kind of wandering around like a lost child in a grocery store. They're just kind of wandering around in practice.
It makes me so mad because that's what they have to do. Like, they got like Pilates and like yoga while you sitting there dying in camp. And, you know what I'm saying? But I do respect Jake. Our kickers actually ran with us though. They were conditioned with us and everything. So, you know, they was cool. We respected it.
I was going to say, doesn't it upset you? Like, at the end of practice, they missed the field goal and everybody's got to sprint more because they didn't come through after they've been sitting over on the sideline the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we know what? I can't even we don't even need to talk about that, you know.
Did Saban even talk to the kickers, or did you just kind of growl at him?
No, he talked to everybody, though. He talked to everybody. I can honestly say that. He knows everybody.
I love it.
Now, how are you going to like the kickers in the NFL? Because those guys go play golf. They go play golf while you're out there working.
Hey. Well, by then, you know, we all getting paid, so I can't tell you that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm happy, you happy. As long as we win the games and we all getting paid, we all good. You know?
Awesome. I love it. Well, you are about to get paid, my friend. We're talking to Deshaun Hand from Alabama, going to get himself drafted. If all goes well, come April 26th at the NFL draft. And I guess the last question I'm going to ask you is who is the most famous person that you have in your cell phone? I love playing this game. Like if somebody said, "Oh, I can call such and such." Who's the most famous? You whipped out your cell phone right now. Who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Oh man, that's a good question.
Or the llama, because I got a guy that turned you on to a good llama. I tell you that.
Oh man, you know, the most famous person. That's a good question. I got a lot of like NFL players in my phone, like
Ray Lewis. Is Ray Lewis in your phone? Justin Timberlake in your phone?
No. I wish. I gotta look through my phone. You'd be shocked. I mean, people I know.
I believe you know a lot of people.
Listen, I want to talk to you this time next year. You're gonna need two phones that put more contacts in it, my friend.
Right. Oh man, you know, I can't even put it out there, man.
Listen, we're gonna have to bring you back, Deshaun. I mean, you have to bring you back, and we're gonna check your cell phone just for contacts. I don't want to see the pictures. Just the contacts. I love it. Hey, man. Okay. We got to go. I know your time is very important, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. All the best, and wish you nothing but success in your career, man.
I appreciate it.
All right. That's Deshaun Hand. You can follow him on Twitter at TheHand54. Good stuff. And that's brought to you by The Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
Great. That guy, 6'4", 297.
I'll tell you what. That guy is going to be a great player. And when he's done, that guy is born to be in the media.
Definitely.
Personable, Funny. Definitely. Gets it. Good stuff.
It should be Mr. Hand. Can I see Mr. your phone?
Let's take a break. When we come back, tell you what's trending.
Please.
Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio. No picture.